Welcome to How to Money. I'm Joel.
And I am Matt.
And today we're discussing COVID-19 stimulus checks and small business help.
Hey, Joel, this is our Friday episode, man. We're talking about coronavirus, COVID-19. How are you guys holding up, by the way?
We're good, man.
This is the end of 2 weeks, specifically for us, the end of 2 weeks where we have kids at home.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's definitely been a change of pace for like how we roll. And our mornings look different in a lot of ways, good different. I think, you know, the afternoons for my wife look a little bit harder than they typically are, because not only is she having to attend to a baby, but she's also having to help two kids facilitate their learning at the same time. So yeah, I know it's changed a lot of people's lives, but we feel incredibly fortunate. We feel like our lives have not been thrown into turmoil. And I know a lot of people out there are feeling like things have changed a lot right now.
Yeah, man, it's so crazy, right? Like, I'm still getting used to the idea that, I mean, folks have been unemployed for 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
And like you said, we're lucky enough to where our lives have been impacted minimally, but it's still weird. There's not, and this is pretty small in the grand scheme of things, but MLS soccer, I haven't seen a soccer match in a couple of weeks now. It's still kind of weird.
Yeah, MLB opening day was supposed to be this week. All sorts of, I mean, just sports
MLB,
being canceled.
Is that baseball?
Yeah, that's baseball. Yeah, I mean, there's just all sorts of things that have changed in the way that our society functions right now. Sports are obviously, you know, one of those things, one of those places that people often turn in a difficult time. It's nice to have that escape, and that escape isn't even there right now. So yeah, hopefully, Matt, these Friday shows that we're putting out, it's our goal, right, to put out more timely information. And there's a lot of timely information that we have to get to on this episode to be able to help people think through potentially filing for unemployment, how small businesses can handle, you know, the difficulties right now in this time. The stimulus bill that was just passed is a huge help to everyday Americans. We're going to get to some of those topics in just a second, Matt. But Matt, before we begin these Friday episodes, at least for now, we definitely want to talk about the good news, the great things that we see that are out there happening, even in the midst of difficult times for lots of people. So let's start there.
Yeah, man, there actually is some good news out there. There are some resources that we think might be helpful for folks during this time. We wanted to mention first that Amazon is offering free kids books via Audible. Did you know that Audible is owned by Amazon?
I did.
I don't think I knew that up until recently. but yeah, so that's going to be an amazing resource for folks. I actually flipped through there recently. We've never done audiobooks with our kids before, but that's something that's definitely going to change with this free resource. Have y'all done that before?
No, we haven't. I've been doing a lot of audiobooks on the library app, but no, I don't think we've ever done them with our kids.
So. Yeah, we haven't either. We've actually tried some kid podcasts before.
Yes.
But have y'all found one that you liked? Because Evie was not into it at all. She was just like, I think as soon as she heard it, she just assumed that that was what Daddy was supposed to be listening to, and she just completely tuned it out.
Yeah, there's like one actual kids podcast that we found that the kids have fallen in love with. It's called Circle Round. And the host.
I believe that, Circle Round.
Host Rebecca Shear does a great job doing like a different story every time. And they bring in like actors and to play the voices for different podcasts. And it's been really good. The kids really like it.
Very cool, man. Well, speaking of Amazon, a lot of folks are currently unemployed, right? But there are a bunch of different companies who are hiring right now. We mentioned Amazon and Kroger last week, but Instacart, man, they are looking to hire 300,000 full-service shoppers over the next 3 months. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's no surprise that they've been busier than ever as we've been asked to stay home. So it's, yeah, not a surprise that the sort of grocery sector has been taking off.
Sure, yeah. On that note, Aldi also is hiring in some of their stores and warehouses. Walmart, obviously, is a big player in the grocery game too, hiring 150,000 people for full and part-time work.
The country's largest organic food distributor or seller.
Oh, really? Are they? Okay.
Yeah, people are always surprised to hear that because they're like, wait, what? Walmart? Organic?
Even just having like 10 items makes them the biggest player.
Yeah, they're such a huge company and they are everywhere. So they are the country's largest organic distributor.
Yeah, Matt, and Publix, where I recently mentioned I got free antibiotics for our family.
That's right. Strep throat.
Yeah, we've kicked it to the curb now.
And yeah, I was going to say, you didn't get it. So good for you.
Somehow I avoided it. Yeah, but they're going to hire thousands of people by the end of March for positions in stores and distribution centers. So, you know, if you are needing some sort of employment right now, those are good places to turn. But also the unemployment benefits have expanded thanks to this new coronavirus stimulus package that passed. And Matt, I feel like we need to get to kind of all of the things that were involved in that bill, because there's a lot. And there's a lot of practical information that I think needs to be kind of disseminated for people out there who are wondering how it impacts their lives.
Yeah, I mean, at a cost of roughly $18,000 per individual American, right? Like, this is going to be one costly bill, the biggest in our country's history. But it could save a lot of individuals and our economy from some really dark times. And so there is a lot that's included in this bill, but the question that we are asking is, what does it mean for you? And so let's cover a few of those high points.
Yeah, let's do it. The biggest thing, I feel like the headline making news is checks to pretty much every single American and individual.
We get money.
Yeah. The presidential candidate, Andrew Yang, had the freedom dividend that he was touting, that UBI for all Americans.
Universal basic income.
Yeah, $1,000 a month for everybody. But this is kind of coming in the form of a bigger check, but a bigger one-time check. Although I think we could see this expanded on at some point in time, depending on how long this, you know, the coronavirus blues have us down. But to the tune of $1,200 per adult, $500 per child, I think that this stimulus check can have a massive impact on people's everyday finances for the time being and can help push back some of the economic security that a lot of households are facing. I think that combined with some of those foreclosure pushbacks that that the government has instituted also is just going to create so much more financial security in a time where it's hard to find any security right now for a lot of people. So I think that this is also going to stimulate some consumer spending, which is going to help out some of those businesses that are in need right now. It is important to note, Matt, on these checks, right, that the amount of the payout phases out as your income increases, and starting at $75,000 for an individual and $150,000 for married couples. And Matt, in a couple of weeks, we're going to kind of get into some specifics on how we think people should be handling, you know, a big payment like a government stimulus check right now, what they should be doing with it in order to kind of help themselves through this difficult time.
Yeah, what to do with that government stimulus check, or what to do maybe with even a tax refund.
Yeah.
It's tax season, baby.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to go like put it on black at the roulette table, I don't think.
No. Another key point of the bill is the fact that unemployment was extended in a very big way by 13 weeks, and it increases the amount that you can receive by up to $600 a week.
Yeah, for part of the period, yeah.
Yeah, Senator Chuck Schumer, he called the provision unemployment compensation on steroids. Other great news is that this benefit extends to gig economy workers, which is great because this is traditionally an area where there have been few labor protections.
Yeah.
And it also extends to freelancers and furloughed workers who are still getting health insurance from their employers, but are not receiving a paycheck. So if you have lost your job or if you've been furloughed, make sure to file for unemployment with your state unemployment office as soon as possible.
Yeah, I completely agree. Sign up for those benefits if you are eligible. And I'm so glad, Matt, that this did involve that provision for gig workers, because typically those people aren't covered at all. And some of those people are hurting the most right now too. And Matt, one of the other biggest things that happened in this government stimulus bill is small business loans were amped up in a major way too. $350 billion has been made available for these small business loans. Obviously, it doesn't feel ideal to be taking on more debt as your business tries to rebound from being out of commission for the time being. But taking out a loan is obviously better than your business going under altogether. And the great thing about these small business loans is they're federally guaranteed. You'll have access to them at local community banks. And if you as a business are able to commit to not laying off your workers, then your loan can be fully forgiven. So it can almost turn into a grant if you're able to retain your employees. And by the way, if you've already laid off an employee, you can rehire them and you're still eligible for forgiveness of these small business loans. So the federal government has been mobilized to provide a lot of money for small businesses who are in need right now. And it also just ensures that a lot of these workers are going to retain their jobs in a time where it feels really uncertain. So that's a big, big part of this bill.
Yeah, as an employee, maybe you're looking at this and you're thinking, well, what is this? You know, how does this actually impact me? And what we would say is that, like, traditionally, small business loans, I think, were offered and businesses would take them out to maybe expand or buy new equipment, right? That's probably not happening right now,
right?
Because everybody is kind of hunkering down. But what that does mean, though, is that small businesses have access to affordable loans where they're able to continue to make payroll.
Yep.
And certainly that does have a direct impact on you as an employee as well as your future of, you know, potentially being able to continue to be employed by that company.
Yeah, I feel like this three-pronged approach of sending money directly to Americans and then also, you know, offering expanded unemployment benefits. And thirdly, giving small businesses this ability to get funding to continue to make payroll, to continue to keep their employees around, I think it's going to have a really big effect, at least in the short term, to be able to help us all keep going. Even though things are still crazy and uncertain as to where we go from here, this is a big step in the right direction that's going to help out a lot of people.
Yeah, who's not going to feel good about a $1,200 check showing up in the mail, right?
Right. I never turn those down.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, there's more information and more details of this bill are going to kind of develop and what it means to us as individuals. And we will certainly continue to keep you, our listeners, posted as we, you know, find more of that information out. Angela, it's cool to see our country finally kind of getting it together. We're kind of like joining forces finally, right?
Yeah, took people from different sides of the aisle a little bit of time to actually hammer this one out. And it's just tough for them to get along, it seems like sometimes.
It's even encouraging at a local level to see that within our communities. I know that whenever we're able to see something like that, I guess tangibly, you know, like if we're able to actually put our hands on something or see something, it makes a difference. It makes an impact on how we perceive the world. I know one of the cool things that we've seen here in Atlanta is that different neighborhoods have created these hearts that you put up on your house or up in a window. It's just like a little craft project, right? Nothing special. But the point is to show solidarity with others within your community. And then on top of that, when we go out on walks or bike rides, it's a fun little scavenger hunt to do with our kids. And not to mention, it's also like this 30-minute craft activity that you can occupy your kids with.
We're all looking for those right now.
Yeah. And so it's just cool to see. I feel like we're starting to get our feet back under us, right?
Yeah,
like we're seeing our country kind of come together, where our government is taking steps to ensure that we're able to move forward. But it's kind of cool to be able to see that on a local level as well.
Yeah, it really is. I feel like community is we've done episodes on community before and the importance of community. And I feel like a community
that was the exact title of a previous episode.
Was it? And I feel like a community reveals its true stripes in a time like this. Like, how do we care for one another in when the chips are down? That's the same thing, you know, in our families, how we love each other when things aren't feeling amazing. Like, that's a true sign of how big and good our love is. So yeah, man, I feel like we're seeing that in our community. At least there's this one local band that's been driving around, or so someone's driving them and they're all in a boat, a four piece band in a boat playing. They're called Mermaid Motor Lounge, and
which is an awesome name.
Right.
Yeah.
And they've been just like lighting up everyone's faces as they tour the neighborhood in the back of a boat, just playing awesome music. So yeah, that's been fun. And I feel like we're seeing all sorts of interesting, cool stories like that right now, even in the midst of a lot of, you know, awful stories that we're reading too. So
yeah, Josh, he's one of the guys in that band. They're all pretty funny folks. One of the slogans that they put up on the boat was, "We're on this boat together," which is perfectly appropriate.
So true right now.
So man, this is fun. This is a good optimistic first half. And not that that optimism isn't going to continue, but after the break, we're going to get to some listener questions.
All right, Matt, we're back from the break. We're going to take a few listener questions. Just obviously, there are even more financial questions that people have right now because there's so much up in the air. And we'll do our best to continue to answer those on our Friday episodes, in particular, the timely questions that are pertinent to kind of what's happening right here and now. So Christy in our Facebook group asked this week, has anyone read any official confirmation about whether the tax deadline being moved to July means that the 2019 IRA contribution deadline is now also extended to July? And Matt, on Friday's episode, we talked about the tax filing deadline being moved back to July 15th. But what we weren't able to speak to was whether or not IRA contributions could also wait until July 15th, because the IRS just hadn't clarified yet. And that's understandable. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. Well, so traditionally, you can contribute to your previous year's Roth IRA or traditional IRA up until April 15th.
Yep.
Tax filing deadline for the previous year. But now, yeah, that's changed.
Yeah, exactly. And so the IRS clarified in the middle of this week that you can continue to contribute to your IRA until the July filing deadline and have those contributions count for 2019. So basically, for all of us out there, July 15th is the new April 15th. And that holds true for IRA contributions as well.
Yeah, what's great about that is you can have a bunch of cash sitting around in your high interest checking account just in case you need to tap that money, right?
Yeah.
And then once all this clears and it's looking like, you know what, you've got a lot of job security, there's a lot more stability, not only in your life, but in the economy, man, go ahead and plug that money into your Roth.
Yeah.
And listener Jordan asks, I would love to know your thoughts on the forbearance of federal student loans with the 0% interest rate for the next 60 days due to the coronavirus. Is it advisable? I personally would just add that money into my savings for a future down payment. Jordan, actually, in the stimulus bill just passed by the Senate, it looks like you'll automatically have your payments deferred without interest for 6 months. This means for most Americans who have federal loans, you won't need to make any payments through September 30th. So you're good until October. And that could be huge for individuals who might be in a tough spot right now. Unfortunately, this does not apply to borrowers with private student loans, but we'll plan to talk more about the implications of student loans next week.
And that gets to our next question. This one's about real estate investing from a listener in San Diego.
Hey, Matt and Joel. This is Laura calling from San Diego, California. I just wanted to say I love your show and I love craft beer, so I'm super happy that we found each other. I wanted to ask a quick question. We have an old 401k lying around that we were considering putting towards a down payment on a second rental property in San Diego. Is this even possible? And given the current crisis with the coronavirus, is this a time that mortgage lenders are being more or less generous? Is it easier or harder to get this kind of a loan in the circumstances that we're in? Thanks in advance, guys. I always love to hear your show. I've learned so much from you. Take care.
Hey, Laura, thanks so much for that question. And you know what? We are glad that we found each other too. We feel that craft beer, man, it's almost like one of those common denominators that can unite everyone, especially with you being right there in San Diego. Joel, that's where Modern Times is. That's one of our favorites for sure.
San Diego's like a craft beer hotspot. I feel like you're running for president right now on the craft beer platform. That's what it sounds like.
Have I mentioned it recently?
No, you just said craft beer can unite us all. Like, it just sounds like a stump speech.
It's like a uniting pillar.
I'm not going to disagree, and I'll vote for you.
Well, what's funny, actually, on that note, we haven't really addressed the fact that we haven't been having beer on these Friday episodes.
That's true.
And that's because these are going to be shorter episodes moving forward. And, you know, we still are going to have our craft beer on our other episodes. But at least for now, we're going to hold off having that third beer.
It's not because I became gluten intolerant or anything.
No, exactly not. But so, Laura, let's go ahead and kind of get to your question. You're asking if it's, you know, possible to get money out of that 401k for real estate. And the answer is yes, right? It is certainly possible. However, there are a few reasons that you want to make sure that you avoid this move. Just like, you know, you're trying to avoid large gatherings right now, you want to avoid taking money out of a 401k.
Completely.
And doing anything with it at this point.
Yeah, man, that's because you'll be locking in your losses and missing the eventual ride back up. So obviously, it depends on what you're invested in inside of your 401k, what sort of losses you'd be locking in. But in all likelihood, if you own index funds or you're in target retirement funds, then you'll be selling at a pretty bad time to sell. And at the same time, even though the government is floating the idea of letting people take disbursements from their 401k without a penalty, right? You wouldn't know that additional 10% penalty as you typically would if you took money out of your investments right now. That's something that's on the table. It's not set in stone yet. Well, you would still owe ordinary income tax on that money. And we're just not fans of tapping your tax-advantaged retirement accounts pretty much ever, but especially after the market has seen just a precipitous drop like it has recently.
Yeah, man, that's the whole point of tax-advantaged accounts, right? Like that you get to avoid the tax altogether. And so you're paying a steep price if you want to access that money now. And Laura, we love that you want to invest in more real estate, especially there in San Diego. It's beautiful there. But there are better methods of getting that down payment money. Preferably saving it up the old-fashioned way, if at all possible. However, we've talked about this before, but a cash-out refinance isn't a terrible move if you are using those funds to invest further. You just want to make sure that you aren't over-leveraged, but with mortgage rates even lower right now, you might be able to get an even lower rate than you currently have, say, on your primary residence. But if you take that money and you only invest it and you're not tempted to consume some of it, then that could be a good move.
Yeah. And Laura asked also a question about mortgage lending standards. And that's a good question. If those are going to change based on kind of everything that's happening right now. And after the Great Recession, lending standards were raised. Lenders had a higher bar for you to actually get approved to get a loan. Before the Great Recession, really, it was just if you came in with a pulse, you got a loan. And we saw what that led to. And so lending standards did change a good bit, you know, in the aftermath of that recession. But lending terms have eased since then with less stringent requirements for borrowers. And so it has become easier and easier. And in times of great financial distress, I think lending institutions, the big banks, they're going to amp up their due diligence. So I could see documentation requirements becoming more stringent. I could see an emphasis on higher credit scores becoming more important to lenders. You know, that remains to be seen. But that's what happened in the last recession. And I see something similar playing out here too.
That's right, Joel. It'll be interesting to see kind of what those requirements end up being after all of this. One other question we wanted to get to, Carla, she posted this to the Facebook group. She asked, are y'all canceling quote unquote luxury services? Basically, she was asking about any sort of product or service that you can do without. That's something we should all consider right now. Joel and I will get into the specifics of what we think about where to cut in a few weeks on the podcast on an upcoming episode.
Yeah, man. I feel like there's certainly a lot to talk about for us on the money front at this point in time. And this week in particular, right? There's just a lot of stuff that came flying our way. And hopefully our Friday episodes, hopefully this episode is able to help people right now. And we'll continue doing this for the foreseeable future. But Matt, more than anything, we want people to take care of their health at this time. And I think maybe the more we've been kind of quarantined into our homes, the easier it can be to get stir crazy and to feel like you want life to go back to normal. But there's still a lot of danger out there for people. And so the social distancing continuing for the time being to stay quarantined is so important. So for all of our listeners out there, more than anything, you know, we hope you stay safe. Obviously, you're listening to our show. We want you to be in a healthy financial position going forward. But more than anything, we want you to stay physically safe as this virus is still having a massive impact.
Yeah, man, there's only so many monetary and financial bills that can be passed, you know, things that can stimulate the economy and make sure that we get by. But at the end of the day, like, this is a health issue. And the fastest way that we're all going to be able to get back to living our normal lives is by being healthy. So I couldn't agree more, man. And so while those are good measures to take when it comes to being safe with our health, the biggest financial safety measure is a high savings rate. As many of our listeners know, we talk about this all the time, man. We've been encouraged to see that this show has, over time, helped people achieve higher levels of financial security as they take action through this knowledge. A listener, Faith, on Facebook, she messaged and said, first off, I've always been okay financially, never gotten into trouble with debt, etc. Always earned well. But oh my word, you guys have helped me be in far better shape for this crisis. I'm pretty much sailing through right now. And without your podcast, that would not have been the case. Man, that is so stinking encouraging to hear, the fact that we have actually changed this individual's life.
Yeah, Matt, and there have been other posts in our Facebook group that even in really tough times, like some of our listeners have lost their jobs. Some of them have been a dual income household and both jobs have been lost. But I've seen multiple posts in our Facebook group praising their emergency fund, right? It's not fun to use it. It stinks to have to rely on it. But How to Money listeners, I feel like, are able to weather adverse hurricane-like financial storms like this so much better than the average person right now. Someone else posted that it's the uncertainty that's the biggest struggle for them at the moment. And I think that's how a lot of us feel, Matt. That's how I feel right now. And while we at least have this stimulus package to kind of help bring some certainty, some financial certainty right now, it's important to beef up your savings in a time like this. That extra money really does need to go into your savings account to be there for a rainy day. But yeah, I will say, it is encouraging to see these responses from our listeners and to see that, you know, How to Money listeners, more than the average American, are ready to handle really difficult times because they've been making moves based on the podcast that we've been putting out there.
Yeah, man, that's so awesome. And here's the other thing, is that even though we are all in this together, it's certainly affecting us all differently, right? For some, working from home and the kids being out of school, like, that's definitely an inconvenience. But for others, their lives have been completely rocked. And so if you're having trouble with your debt and you don't have any sort of game plan for your money, then make sure to check out nfcc.org. That's going to be a great place for you to turn. That's the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. Or maybe you're having a tough time even finding some basic housing. For you, make sure to check out justshelter.org. They have a great state-by-state map for you to find housing resources near where you live.
Yeah, Matt. And one other resource I think that can be helpful to people right now, if you have decent credit and you're struggling to know how you're going to pay some of the bills that you have coming up, even to buy groceries right now, one of the things that I think it's important to mention is a 0% intro rate credit card could be a good stopgap for some people during this time. We've got a list of some of our favorites up on our website, howtomoney.com. Obviously, it's not ideal to be putting money on a credit card when you don't have the money to pay your balance in full every month. But for folks who do find themselves in this situation where they're between a rock and a hard place, I do think a 0% interest rate credit card is a great place for a lot of people to turn. So yeah, look for one of those 15 or 18 month 0% offerings, and that can kind of help you get through some more difficult times. So yeah, just thought we'd mention that as we draw this episode to a close.
And Joel, one other thing I wanted to mention is, have you seen this video going around of the Italian mayors basically like berating and yelling at their constituents, like,
no.
Either like live in person, like they're out walking the streets yelling at people, or a lot of them are creating these videos. It's so funny because it's just so extreme. Like, it's so different than the way we do things here in the U.S. But one of them, like one of the guys on the clip, he's talking to, like, I think high school seniors, I guess, or maybe college graduates. I don't know. But he's saying that, like, I know there's hundreds of you that are, you know, that are going to be graduating, and some of you want to host some parties. And he waits and he says, we will send the police and they will be armed and we will send them with flamethrowers.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's just so extreme. It's so funny. And granted, like, Italy is in a much worse position than we are right now. And so I think what's good for us to do, though, is just to make sure that we are taking the necessary precautions right now, right? Like, make sure that we're washing our hands, you know, make sure we're staying 6 feet away from each other. And even staying home if necessary, you know, if you're in a high risk city and you've been instructed to stay home except for, you know, the bare essentials to get out and survive, then make sure you are following that advice. Things are looking optimistic for our country, but we don't want to have this false sense of security, right?
Yeah. And we definitely don't want flamethrowers coming after us. That sounds crazy. But
you haven't seen that video?
No, I'm going to check it out.
Oh, yeah. I'll show it to you. We'll put it up in our show notes to share with everyone else, maybe who hasn't seen it as well.
Nice. Yeah, we all need a good laugh during this time, buddy.
Yes.
All right. So that's going to do it for this episode. And for folks who do want to check out those show notes, well, they're available on our website at howtomoney.com.
Yeah, and hopefully you found a lot of value, right? Hopefully you've learned a lot from listening to this episode, from listening to our podcast. If you have, we would love it if you were to spread the word, if you were to share this podcast with maybe a friend or a family member who is going through a hard time themselves when it comes to their finances, especially. We're hoping that the information that we're able to provide here will help them to get through this hard patch.
Yeah, we're all trying to get through this together. All right, buddy. Until next time, best friends out.
Best friends out.